Hola, hola! Welcome to the Breakthrough Brand Show. I'm Fabi Paolini, and my mission on this podcast is to give you the behind-the-scenes stories, anecdotes, and unique perspectives behind building a premium brand that makes a real impact. I believe that when you create a message that is aligned with your truth, you can have the breakthroughs that changes lives. Each week, me and my guests share with you how we're making an impact with our message and the stories behind our success. So that being said, let's dive into today's episode. Let's talk about finding high quality, high ticket coaching leads through Facebook ads in 2024, because despite what you may think, it is absolutely possible to make this happen when you know what you're doing and when you're doing things in the right way. Now, I've been using Facebook ads literally since I launched my business in 2016. Like, I was one of those people that from the very beginning, I was like, how do I get in front of more people from the get-go? How do I get in front of my ideal audience? And I started running ads from the first day. And I have so many lessons and so many things that I can share and talk about, like what's needed for you to be able to attract these high quality leads, because the market has changed a lot. Facebook ads have dramatically changed in the last few years, especially after 2020. And so there's a few things that you need to have in place and a few considerations that are really important for you to be able to be successful with Facebook ads in today's world. And I also want to share with you some of the things that have happened in my own business, what actually happened literally last month as well, and is one of the biggest lessons that I've learned in terms of Facebook ads over the years. So that being said, I want to begin with walking you through a little bit of what my own journey has been like running Facebook ads since, like I said, 2016. I launched my business online in 2016, and the very first thing that I did was I started running ads. I had joined a program that taught us how to run ads to an automated webinar, and I thought that I was going to become a millionaire by Monday. And, you know, I spent a bunch of money on ads, and I did not get results in the beginning. And it took me a while. It took me a good solid, I would say about 6 or 8 months with running ads before I actually started getting results through my marketing and the things that I was doing. And a lot of that had to do with my webinar, which wasn't that good, and my messaging, which wasn't that good. I mean, it was okay. It was fine, but it is, you know, there was a lot of things that were lacking in it. But I was still in the beginning phases of my business right there. And so from then on, like 2017, ads were like fire. It was amazing running ads. Facebook was working really well. It was very cheap, meaning like you could get pretty decent quality leads booked in and calls booked in from that through Facebook ads, because they had so much, you know, I mean, you didn't have as much competition, obviously, as you have today. But then on top of that, they had a lot of different features and interests and all of these different things that really made it easy for you to pinpoint exactly who your ideal audience was and who to exclude and who to bring in and all the different things. And so therefore, I was getting great results from it, and I was getting calls booked pretty consistently. But then, dun, 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 2020 happened. And if you've been online long enough and you know what happened, there was a massive change with Facebook and Apple specifically that basically really transformed Facebook ads for everybody. And so they removed a lot of interest. There was a lot of different changes on the inside that happened that made it really difficult for you to be able to find high quality leads through Facebook. It was very hard. And so I spent a year where I spent money or invested money on ads for during the whole year, basically. And I was barely getting good leads from that. This is why, by the way, I really think that it is crucial for you to not put all your eggs in one basket. And therefore, I was able to really have success in my business because of my organic marketing efforts and all the things that I was doing, like on the side. So that, I mean, on the side in terms of my business, right, of like generating leads. So that was really helpful. But, you know, from then, it's become a little bit harder. And I feel like I see people really struggling with ads and not really having a lot of clarity around what they need to do. And my experience with ads has taught me that at the end of the day, the same principles that apply to anything else in marketing are going to apply to ads, meaning the message is the absolute core thing that you need to get right for you to be able to attract high quality leads through Facebook ads in 2024 and beyond. And this is really crucial. It's fundamental and it's really, really important. So, you know, I started playing with a lot of things. We tested different strategies, different campaigns, different copy, a lot of different, you know, interest-based things that were there. Obviously, with Facebook, as they removed interest, things became a little bit more complicated, and therefore, your message had to be that much better. And so my experience has shown me that in ad and ad land, the thing that truly matters most is having the right message, because since Facebook removes so many interests and there's so many kind of hurdles that you have to overcome to be able to get good results from ads, having a message that is very specifically talking to your audience is going to be the key around getting you to speak, like to attract the right people. I go into messaging and really speaking to who the buyers are at readytoinvestclients.com. Make sure that you sign up for that if you haven't already, because this is really going to be kind of like, you know, give you a bunch of light bulb moments in terms of what is really necessary for you to be able to attract high quality leads and how to speak to them. But what I did want to share is something that happened to me in the month of March that really just prove this concept of messaging in terms of ads even more. It's like one of the biggest lessons that I've had, and I really wanted to share it with you because I want you to see the power that messaging has in terms of ads. So we basically make sales through ads every single month. We, you know, we enroll people every single week into my high ticket programs that range from 5K all the way to 30K, and about 50 or 60% of those people come from ads, meaning, you know, we have a good a bunch of people that come from our organic content, but we have a lot of those people that do come from my Facebook ads efforts, right? And so these are people that are completely cold, meaning they haven't heard of me before. They don't know who I am. They don't know what I do. Or I mean, up until they find me. And the way in which I create my content and the way in which I craft my message does a good job of pre-selling people and then, you know, taking them through my process to become my clients. And so, you know, because we do really well with ads and because we've kind of found a really good formula that works for us in terms of our funnels and our message and our offers and all the different things, we wanted to test something different. So we have a winning ad that's been working really well for us. And I'll tell you all the details in a second. But in the beginning of March, we made a decision to test something different. You know, fortunately, and this is something that I highly recommend for you if you're running ads, we track everything. So if I make a change on the landing page, I track it. If I make a page change on my emails, I track it. And I put, I added a new email here. I did this change here. I did that thing there. So everything that I do, I track it on a spreadsheet so that I can go back and see exactly what happened if something is off or something isn't working or something breaks, let's call it like that. So essentially, beginning of March, my husband, who is the one that runs my, he's my media buyer, basically, he takes care of everything that has to do with Facebook ads in our company. He was like, I want to try a new ad copy. And so he wrote a new ad copy for me that was really, really good. I felt like it was perfect. And so we launched it. And when we launched it, it performed incredibly well. So we had an extremely high click-through rate. People were clicking it. People were loving it. People were commenting on it. It was performing like better than any of our other ads had ever been performing. So we were like, okay, this is working well. The conversion rate for the landing page that first week was extremely high. We were like, let's turn off our old ads and let's run with the new. But as the day started going on, what started happening was really interesting. We started to see less conversions on our ads, meaning like click was really high, but people were not signing up for the landing, for the webinar. They were not watching the webinar and they were not booking calls. And we could not figure out what was going on because the ads were on paper on the front end performing really well, but our attendance rate started going down. To give you an example, usually we have about 60 or 70% of the people that sign up for the webinar watch the webinar. That's a really high number. And it went down to maybe around 10%. So about 10% of the people that were signing up for the webinar were watching the webinar. And then the landing page was converting really low as well. And we couldn't figure out why. Fortunately, we were having an amazingly high cash flow month, right? Where we made 110K in new sales in within a 30-day period. So we were crushing it. Things were going amazingly well. We were had people coming in. We had people enrolling, even from those ads, actually. But the numbers were failing. They were not looking the same way. So finally, the first week of April, we sat down and we were like, okay, something is going on. We need to start tracking and looking at our stats to figure out exactly what happened. And when we looked at it, we realized that the changes happened exactly when we changed our ad copy. So here's where messaging really plays a massive difference in your business if you're running ads or not. So basically, ad copy number one, the original ad copy said something like, are you repelling premium clients? The new ad copy talked to more to, you know, if you're feeling overshadowed in the marketplace because of market saturation. So when I started to really analyze from a messaging perspective, and mind you, this is what I do. This is my specialty. I live, breathe, like all the things messaging, like this is my day to day, right? When I started to really analyze and think about what are the implications behind each of these two messages, I realized that the behaviors of the audience were very clearly explained through what I was saying. So if I'm saying, are you repelling premium clients? I'm implying that you're doing something to repel them. And therefore you are more of an action taker, right? And you're taking so much action, in fact, that you're watching the webinar and you are booking calls and you're enrolling into the program. New copy, you're overshadowed by market saturation. These are people that are not necessarily taking action because they're afraid of market saturation and therefore they're not moving forward. They're not taking action. They're not watching their webinar. They're not booking calls and not necessarily enrolling. So when I kind of sat down to analyze from a messaging perspective what I was doing wrong, it was mind-blowing to me because it was very clear exactly the reason why we were not generating the same amount of calls booked as we typically do in our business, and we were not making the same amount of sales from ads as we typically do in our business. So we shifted things back up first week of April. We were like, let's turn these ads off. Let's turn the other ads on again and see what happens. Immediately, attendance rate goes up, calls go up, people enrolling, like all of the things immediately. I'm still kind of in shock by this because for me, it was such a clear representation of how messaging makes a massive, massive difference in your business without you even realizing it, right? And so obviously this is something that happened to me and it was a mistake that I made in my own business and I own it. Fortunately, it was a perfect moment for that to happen because we had an amazing month anyways, and we enrolled a lot of people and things were going are going really well. But it's just really interesting for me to see those things happen. And if that's something that can happen to me, who is somebody that does messaging, imagine how much this happens to people that aren't even thinking about these things. I see these mistakes happening so very often. Obviously, when you're looking at somebody else, sometimes it's easier than when you look at your own business, right? I mean, mind you, this is 1 month of that quote unquote mistake versus years of us nailing this and getting this right and knowing what we're doing, right? This is what happens when you're testing. But my point is that this is why messaging is crucial for you to get high quality leads. You have to really consider the implications of what you're saying. I have clients that are in my program right now who, when they came to me and I looked at their ad copy, I was like, I don't even understand how you're getting paying clients when you're saying things like this. You're speaking to people that are broke. You're speaking to people that can't afford it. And you might not think that you're speaking to them, but you're saying things that imply that they can't afford it or that they don't do the work or that they're not action takers, that they're people that are not decisive and they're not moving forward. And that is the power of having good messaging. And then when people fix those things and when you really understand, how do I speak to buyers? How do I attract the people that are ready to go? How do I bring forward my angle of mastery? It makes a massive difference. Now, the way in which I can help you with this is if we hop on a 15-minute assessment where I can take a look at your ads and tell you, are you speaking to the right audience or are you speaking to the wrong audience? trust me that I am an absolute expert at this, especially after what happened to me last month. I can even go further in to really define whether your message is good or not. And you can do that at brandmessagesession.com so that I can take a look at your ad copy and tell you exactly what you need to shift to make sure that you speak to buyers. So for me, it really comes down to having a lot of specificity in that message and thinking about what are the implications behind the things that I am saying. Am I saying things that speak to buyers, or am I saying things that speak to people who are kind of interested, but maybe not necessarily going to take action? Am I saying things that are really attracting the type of people that are ready to move forward or that are ready to pay, that are action takers, or am I speaking to people who are just kind of dwelling in their problem? I do have a video, you can click on it right at the end of this video, that I talk about how to really speak to buyers and how to really define who buyers are. So make sure that you watch that as well. Let me know in the comments if this makes sense and what you're going to do in your business right now to make sure that you attract higher quality leads from Facebook ads. Make sure that you follow me on Facebook, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and everywhere else. And I'll see you next week. Bye. Gracias for listening to today's episode of the Breakthrough Brand Show. To listen to more episodes or to be featured as a guest, go to fabipaolini.com/podcast for more details. Can I ask you for something? If you got value out of this episode, would you share it on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it online. If you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let me know about the show and include the hashtag #BreakthroughBrandShow. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure that you don't miss any episode, go ahead and subscribe right now. Your thumbs up, rating, amor, love, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean so much to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, fabipaolini.com, or follow me everywhere as Fabi Paolini. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Con amor, Fabi.